98.1 KZE. It is MK. I got Marco and Golia in the studio with me from the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse down in Poughkeepsie. It's so good to see you again.
It's really nice to see you, MK. How are you?
I'm very well. You know, we've just been surviving the summer, and you said this is kind of slow season for you guys, right?
A tad slower. Not that there's too many slow parts, but yeah, you know, everybody gets to take their vacation, and we have a few deadlines that don't interfere with that. So July is the month that we take advantage and
you got time to come here and hang out with us at KZE.
That's right.
So what's been going on? You had your gala?
Yeah. So I wanted to boast about our 50th annual gala, which was May 30th. I noticed you were not in attendance. So I just want to make that publicly clear. No, an awesome turnout. So it was our 50th and helped along by, you know, we were able to honor and celebrate a lot of former employees, especially former executive directors, people who helped found the organization. I think 1974, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so, this was 50 years, right?
Yeah, 50 years. I should do the math first.
Oh, but I would never.
It's really just a huge culmination of everybody that's helped pitch in and put the bricks together to, you know, so now what we call the CPCA. And so they were all in attendance. It was great to see them. A lot of the folks are retired now. And we had an awesome turnout. By all accounts, we broke our own records and many other records. You know, it's a venue that a lot of other organizations use. So close to 500 in attendance for
us. That's incredible.
I think we're a little under 400 last year. And we raised almost $250,000 for
Amazing. An
awesome cause, right?
Yeah.
It's what an awesome cause. Right around $240,000.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
That's so great.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. And it had a lot to do with, we had some wonderful attendees. It was a who's who of the Hudson Valley. We had dignitaries there. We had law enforcement, state and county legislators. We had assemblymen and women. We were able to honor, we have three honorees. We honored Senator Rob Rollison. He was there, wonderful, wonderful man. Jackie Montfort, who's a very large donor for the CPCA, and CJ Tomaskovich. So a big shout out to them and their families, and so happy to have them a part of the family.
Yeah, and supporting amazing work. I feel like we should give people a quick brief on what the CPCA does for anybody who's hearing us talk for the first time. So we're talking about the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse. You're based in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
And yeah, tell us about what you guys do.
Yeah, so most every county, not only in New York, but across the country, has what's called the CAC, a Child Advocacy Center.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one segment, one unit of our business. So that's where children come, and oftentimes in crisis, suspected abuse or neglect, where we have detectives, CPS workers, child advocates, psychologists who work with the child in a therapeutic setting to uncover whatever may have happened. So that's our acute kind of crisis center.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got preventative programs where we get into schools. You know, we're into over 40 schools. We hit on 15,000 students per year, not including faculty and the teachers there with them, you know, teaching them, you know, signs of, you know, abuse or how to report, where to report, who to report to.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that you and I might take for granted.
I mean, that's a great thing to do, to give that information to schools of kids, because, you know, they're on a level with each other where they could be the person who, you know, notices a sign and is able to help one of their classmates. Yeah.
And also, teachers are the number one reporter.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that oftentimes the school is the first person that sees the child directly after coming off the bus from home. So a lot of times those teachers or faculty members know that the child might come in with tattered clothing, or maybe they haven't eaten in a while, and these things can kind of lead us down a trail to other things.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do a lot of disclosures in the schools, and we're really happy to work with all the school districts and superintendents and faculty across Hudson Valley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse based in Poughkeepsie. It's the CPCA.org, I believe. Yeah. What else is going on with you guys this summer?
Let's see. Yes. So in August at the Powelton Club, we have our first ever annual golf tournament. Myself, Jennifer Gardner, chair of the board, is helping put that forward along with some really great golf committee members. I'm hoping to show my wear out there, but I think I'll be holding some signs and watching the best driving
You're not a golfer? Driver.
I am, but I haven't golfed in many years. Hmm. It takes I need to log a few hundred hours before anybody can watch me.
Okay.
And so we'll see.
You don't love being practicing in front of a crowd, I know.
I'm getting there.
You're getting,
I'm
getting used to it.
I'm right here.
I think we've been helping. We've been
absolutely
letting you practice on KZE.
I love it.
All right. Well, maybe next year you'll participate in the golf tournament. That'll be the second annual. Was this?
So did I get this right? So it's the first annual at the Palatin Club in Newburgh,
mm-hmm.
and that's August 12th. I believe it starts at 9 a.m. Goes all day. Beverages, refreshments, lots of great food,
mm.
and a lot of great people who are all there for the same reason, and that's to support our mission.
Very fun. And then you said something about a 5K.
Yeah, we've got a 5K. I attended that last year, and you were saying off the air that you'll come to that one. So
I very well might.
To it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually bring my son, who just turned 9 on June 1st. So my son loves that event of all the events.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
He's got it kind of penciled or crayoned in on his calendar.
He will probably smoke me in the 5K. I know those little kids always, they've got so much energy, they just blast out ahead.
Well, to be honest, we came in dead last. That's because Dad didn't want to run or walk fast. Dad had to walk as slow as possible, and we were last by a long shot.
But you got it done.
We got it done, and a lot of fun there, too. There's different awards for this and that, like fastest, first, second, third, of course. There's team awards, lots of different sponsorship opportunities. So huge turnout. Last time we partnered, and we will again, I believe. We were in Beacon for the first day, and then we come up to Poughkeepsie to Manchester Crossings to do the second part. So it's kind of like a two-leg 5K. And last year we partnered up with Libby Funeral Home and Joe Shuka. So looking forward to seeing that crowd again and doing the same this year. Yeah.
Very cool. And if you want to register for any of those events, can you go to the website?
Yes. Yes, you can go to the website. Yes, www.cbca.org.
TheCPCA.org,
right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see up on the tabs, there's an events page with the calendar, and there's all kinds of connections, phone numbers, contacts, emails. You can email or phone in. Fairly easy to reach us, though, and I guess they can call you if they can't find me.
I'll give them the info, yeah. Marco Angolia is my guest from the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the CPCA, down in Poughkeepsie. And you said you've got, is there a new program that you've started?
Yeah, you know, it's not new, but it's we kind of put a different spin on it. So it's our community education program. And that is, we get out and do community outreach. Actually, she's lovely. Her name's Jennifer Hoover. She just started with us a few months ago, and she's just really taken it and ran with it. And we are, so it's a mandated reporter training, mm-hmm. which is fairly common in any human services industry, especially healthcare, human services. And it's basically a certification on reporting suspected abuse or neglect, mm-hmm. trauma, maltreatment, what have you. But it's a certificate, and it lasts a long time, right? You get it once and you're done. Of course, there's refreshers for it. It's about an hour to 90 minutes. It's very interactive. There are other mandated reporter trainings, but they can be online, and they're not interactive. You don't get asked, you know, you don't
not
get
as
to
much
ask
fun
any questions.
As this one.
Yeah, you don't. If you have a question, too bad. You're going to have to Google it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have great instructors. It's a colorful class. I took it. It's a lot of fun. But we're really getting into working with physician groups, working again with other schools, faculty, summer camps. We're everywhere. It's a lot of fun, and it's really taking off. And I think this time last year, we had, you know, just met with a few hundred adults and professionals, and we're getting a lot of requests to somebody called from Dallas, Texas the other day asking. So that was the first that we reached into Texas from New York. I thought that was really neat. So
maybe it's one of our streaming listeners.
Yeah, yeah. I bet it is.
Could
I
be.
And I heard good things for the station too recently.
Oh yeah, yeah. We won ourselves a little popularity contest.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well deserved.
All thanks to the listeners, and I'm sure a lot of the folks listening on the stream too. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's great that you've got folks from outside the state reaching out, and I'm so happy to hear that the gala was such a success.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, you guys, like, I can't think of a more deserving organization and an organization that can put the funds to better use than the CPCA.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, MK, and know, thank you for having me, and thank you for all the listeners out there, and anybody that's interested in supporting the CPCA. What's our address?
That's
again?
www.thecpca.org. And yeah, there's the golf tournament coming up in August and the 5K in September. You might see me there, and you can register for both at thecpca.org.
Wonderful.
Marco, thank you so much. Great to see you.
Really nice to see you. Thank you so much.
Got Roger Saloom today. I got the kids.